AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Time is running out for candidates to get their message to voters before Election Day in the midterms. At stake in Washington, party control of the House and Senate. Both President Biden and his predecessor, Donald Trump, are hoping to provide their party's late boosts. These midterm elections are also the first since the Supreme Court took away a woman's constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy, leaving the matter to states. Republicans are optimistic they can control Congress, but Democrats insist they're poised for a better night than many may expect. In remarks posted by a spokespeople on social media, Yevgeny Prigozhin, an entrepreneur known as Putin's chef because of his catering contracts with the Kremlin, admitted he had interfered in U.S. elections and said he would continue to do so. Prigozhin and others were indicted in 2018 as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference. Subtropical storm Nicole is brewing in the Atlantic. It could strengthen to a hurricane before reaching Florida later this week.
National Hurricane Center specialist Philippe Papin says Nicole will be far enough offshore Tuesday that it shouldn't affect voting.
We won't really start to see any significant impacts from Nicole until really Tuesday night into Wednesday.
But after that, Papin says Nicole will be a significant system.
It could be near actually hurricane intensity as it nears the Florida Peninsula.
It's expected to come ashore Wednesday in the Bahamas and Thursday along the eastern coast of the Florida Peninsula.
Heavy surf and likely a significant storm surge and coastal flooding seems to be pretty likely at this point.
I'm Julie Walker.
A fire is burning inside a chemical plant along the Georgia coast. Nearby neighborhoods were ordered to evacuate because of threats from toxic smoke and potential explosions. The producers of the Academy Awards say Jimmy Kimmel will be back to host next year. Stocks are edging higher in early trading on Wall Street as campaigning winds down for the midterm elections. This is AP News. A new report says hundreds of animals, including elephants and endangered zebras, have died in Kenyan wildlife preserves during East Africa's worst drought in decades. The report says more than 200 elephants have died. Research scientist Jim Justice Nyamo says elephants' need for water puts a big drain on supply.
240 liters of water per day. And it's the drought, it's something to do with water and food.
This is Kenya's worst drought in 40 years. Veterinary Dr. Isaiah Ololo says elephants and other animals are affected by more than just a lack of water.
First, it's a form of stress that makes the animal immunity to be lowered. And this contributes to the infection because the bacterial load and the parasites are opportunistic. Then they overcome the power of the immunity, and in most cases you'll find that the animal will die.
A Kenyan sanctuary is looking after elephant calves. Many have been made orphans by the drought. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.